Glory to Jesus Christ. One man answered to my somehow suggestion that, well, it's good for you to read gospel with these words. You know, it's better not to read because in gospel there are a lot of orders. If you know about them, you have to keep it. It's better not to read. He was joking. But well, this is true. If we read gospel, we find always something that what God reminds us, what we are supposed to do. And the same thing it is in this gospel. Now, if we spend time, we would find many things which come out from this gospel, and they urge us to act. But I would like to stress one thing today, because we don't have, well, I do have, but probably you don't have so much time to spend all day here. What touched me, and somehow I felt that it is important to probably to talk about that, was this act of this centurion. Look, he was not a person who was nobody. He had authority, he has position in the society, and even he could not, if he wanted, he would get all the best physicians in society to come and to look at the sick person. Even if they would not like to come, he would force them. He had this authority. But we don't see him running after these physicians, experts, people who might help in this disease. We see him running to Christ and searching help in Christ. And this is something what we find in all manuals for the spiritual life. In everything, run to God. Don't put your hope to earthly things. At first, approach God with everything. And if we are talking now, and because there was a problem, was this disease, this person was paralyzed. So we have to listen this advice of saints, especially in this era of sickness. We have to, and there is a reason why we are supposed to do this. Because, look, there was no sickness at the creation of people. For people to be sick, it was not in God's plan. God created us perfect. Sickness came after the fall, because our nature, which was intended to be without sickness, without diseases, without brokenness, was damaged. And this damage brought death and sickness. From the moment of our, when we are conceived, from the moment when we are born, the process of dying starts. We start to die when we are born. And sooner or later, we are going to die. It is something what came with the sin. and nobody of us has power to change it. We can do some kind of rebellion against God, but well, this that rule or this effect of sin which came to our life. And each sickness is just a reminder of this death which is coming close and close. This is the reality of our life. But Holy Fathers, they point very often, and many of them, they say this as a spiritual law, that God hates this our brokenness. And because of his goodness, he is using even these negative things in our life to help us to be healed and to obtain his salvation, eternal life in heaven. When the restoration of human race will be fulfilled. So he is using these negative things which we are experiencing to help us, to help our mind, to help our will, to help our desires to be directed in correct way. And the same thing is with sickness. Holy Father, they remind us that, well, are you sick? Be grateful for that to God. Because God reminds you that the moment of your meeting, this entrance to eternal life is close, is coming closer. Its sickness should be a reminder for us that time is going and we are closer to that personal meeting with God. They don't say that don't look for doctors. They don't say don't look for help. They don't say don't try to heal yourself. No, they don't do this. But they say at first, your soul should turn to God to be grateful for this reminder which can help you to make steps to heaven and to add immediately this request, O Lord, heal me if it is your will. Help me because I am not ready yet. I need to do repentance for my sins. I have to become more holy. Heal me. And gospel says us that Christ healed many, even in this our gospel, and many others. And these healings he made, this healing of those who were sick, are signs of future perfect healing of our human nature. Those are just signs of future perfect healing of our being when we are restored back to this beauty we were created for. If we remember that, we will start to grow. This centurion, he probably saw, for sure he saw, in Christ somebody who has power. Maybe he was not able to identify exactly who Christ is, but he saw power there. And he ran towards him. What we have easier position. We know who Christ is. We know that he has power over our life. He is not only able to heal our sickness, sickness of our body, but he is able to heal sickness of our soul. He has power to heal us and to bring us to eternal life. So it is natural that we should run toward him at first place and to ask him for help as a first thought, first movement. And especially because we are not sure if this sickness, this disease, it might be the so hard, so bad that we can die. So this is another reason why we should run towards him and to ask him for help and ask him for grace to get ready to meet him. And you can say, well, then every day we would think about death. But for sure, we should. St. John Climac says that if you remember your death every day, you will become a virtuous person, person with many virtues. And he continues, but if you remember your death every hour, you will become holy. Because this remembrance of death clears your mind and you start to see real things, how, what is reality. You will be freed from this prison of the world, and you will see this wider horizon which is in front of you. And people, many saints, they remember that. You know, that this is something what it should be natural in our Christian life. But I think it disappeared a little bit. I don't know why, but we can see the signs. We had this season when there was no public liturgies. And when it was over, one priest, my friend, he told me with some kind of sadness in his heart. He said, "But it looks so bad in the middle of March. It looks so horrible." And he said, "I expected that like this bell, doorbell, the rector will be ringing non-stop because people would come because of this fear of death. They would come and to put their conscience, you know, to order, to make confession, to get ready in the case that they would die. That they would be asking for this opportunity to make peace with God." And he told me, "You know what? Zero. Nobody came to do something for their souls." Well, I said nothing because I would need to say that, well, this is not my experience. I need to admit that there were people who came over and they really, in some way, they made this preparation. They were moved to look to their hearts and to do cleansing of their hearts. Very wise moves. I didn't tell him because I didn't want to make him more sad. But isn't it a sign that somehow we stopped to understand correctly what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to believe in Christ? What does it mean to live a spiritual life? Because the only meaning of spiritual life is not to search for some kind of false peace on this earth, some kind of harmony and joyful life here. The meaning of spiritual life is to prepare well for that moment when we enter eternal life. Because our eternity will depend on this. And we heard a warning in our gospel that many will come from east and west, but they will not enter in. Gospel gives us like conditions, you know, that how we are supposed to enter to eternal life. This entrance to heaven, to salvation, the condition will be not what we think, how I imagine that, but what God gives as a condition. So I have to use all these impulses which comes from God's word, you know, and to start to adjust my way of life. Maybe I am more and more prepared for this serious moment in my life. If I don't think about this, it might be a sign that I am too much consumed by this world, that I live more for this world than from eternal life. And if this is true, so I can tell you that then you are going to suffer a lot of. Because you are not able to have this living faith. Because you will be looking for help from this world, not from powerful God. We suffer a lot of because we try to replace God's wisdom with our wisdom. And it doesn't help. We suffer a lot because we try to live according to our thoughts, how to live, what seems to us good, not without searching what God is telling to us. And this is source of huge suffering. But those who have living faith and they are looking at Christ with hope, their suffering is dissolved in understanding and experiencing of His love, of His help, and of that perspective He gives for our life. Amen.